Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Very good afternoon to you and welcome back if you've just tuned in, opening up the second hour for the show. As you just heard a couple of seconds ago was a lovely song entitled Yabonguye. And I want to believe it's Matthew 24, 45 to 54, right? In case you're wondering, what am I going on about? Right about now in studio, I have the lady actually behind that voice, behind that particular song. And I must say, it's not really a difficult adjustment, but we have this thing where we attach, I don't say titles, but we attach identities and surnames and we never move on. When I saw on the system,
yeah,
I know it's been her surname for like more than 10 years now,
yeah,
but in my head, I still have the other surname.
The old one.
The old surname. Gosh. And with me in studio, I've got Sis Nebakazi Msomi.
Yeah.
You might also know her as Nebakazi Nkanso, but that was like 10 years ago.
Right? Like 11, 12 years ago.
It's time to move on.
It's time to move on.
How are you doing, Zizi?
I'm good, man. God is gracious.
Yeah.
And yes, that was Yebonguye based on Matthew chapter 27 from verses 45 to 54. Yeah.
Oh man, beautiful. Welcome in. Good to have you.
Thank you.
Have you been to the side of the really?
I have. And I thought this setup was for COVID, but I realize now, okay, it is what it is. But
no, it is. It
only
is,
you
definitely.
And I know what we're talking about.
Exactly. I'll tell you, I also when I got in, I was like, okay, this is different. This is really different. But listen, I've gotten used to it. Lovely to have you with me in studio right now.
Thank you for
it's a rushed
me.
Afternoon for you. Definitely. You're doing the Lord's work.
Now,
if you don't know who she is, I think it's really befitting that we get to know you first of all. We've seen her. She was with Joyous Celebration. But that was, for me, I feel that was so long ago. And she's gone solo for so long that as much as it's difficult not to remember that that's where she started. But look, she's really earned her space. Just tell us, who are you exactly? I do understand you're a mom, you're a wife, you're everything. But listen, I want to get it from you.
Gosh, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a born-again child of God, I think above all, right? Since I was 9 years old, I'm a lover of God. I'm sold out to God. So I'm like, God, like I've explored no other life, no other hope except for you. And everything in my life then hangs on that thread, which is that common thread, which is Jesus Christ. Like, I won't do my career without him. I won't do my studies without him. I won't do marriage without him. I won't do parenting without him, because I've found that if I'm to win and to succeed at anything, I have to rely on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
Absolutely beautiful, I must say. But I do understand also, you don't just do music. You're a career-driven woman. How do you juggle those two, though?
Sure.
I mean, you're driving around right now promoting your music and I'm just like, Lucas, it should be in the office. She's very
corporate.
And I'm
going to rush back to meetings, right? Because I'm like, I've got to balance it all. But thankful for the kind of support system that God has given me. Look, how I deal with it firstly is through being honest that there's no such thing as balance, because if you are trying to attain something that doesn't exist, you can frustrate yourself, because you're like, I just know that there are going to be times where God demands my attention a lot more in terms of what I must do physically for the ministry work. And then when those times come, he somehow helps me to lend in soft lendings in terms of where my career is. He's always done it that way, and I believe that he's going to continue to. But it's a lot. I'm not going to lie, it's a lot. And I don't like dropping any balls. My kids deserve a mother. My husband deserves a wife. So I have to be all of these things. I'm like, okay, God, you're not going to send me into the field and then have me fail my kids, because then they're going to resent you.
But you know what's beautiful that I watched recently? I think I had seen during your recording.
Yes.
It's beautiful to see Ubuti in you trying to juggle all of this. Your support system doesn't just say, okay, fine, you can do it. He says, you can do it and I'm here.
And I'm here.
I'm here. I'm here to do it with you. If you wait, I'm going to carry it with you. And I saw your husband at the event. I was like, Sure. Because he's not a... Okay, I'm not going to say he's not a public person.
Yeah, he's not. You're right.
Really? He's not a public person. But I think... Unganbeti, if I'm just using the wrong term. But your umfunsumusa has this thing of supporting you without being too much in the front.
Yes.
But I think... who doesn't run away from his core also.
Yes,
you know,
absolutely.
And that's really been beautiful to watch, to say, hey, so by two, we're still functioning and flourishing in these, yet we're still doing our lives as well as a couple. Let's talk about your music. I think this is exactly why you're here this afternoon. We just played Yebonguye.
Yes.
A couple, when was it when you recorded your...
23rd of May.
23rd?
Yeah.
Okay. I just got goosebumps because I'm like... I know people record and then it takes a very long time to release the music because it's really not an easy thing, I must say.
It's not.
Financially strenuous as well.
Yes, very demanding. I think that's what people don't realize.
Exactly. You released Yebonguye recently. When was it? Like a week or two ago?
It was a week ago. It's going to be a week tomorrow. Yes, last week Thursday.
How many do you... Because I know I've got two that I'm playing this afternoon. But
yes.
Is it just the two?
It's Yebonguye and Balekela Nguye.
Okay.
And then the album is going to come out on the 29th.
Oh.
Pre-order starting on Friday. So please.
Come on. Pre-order. Do that. Tell us about that journey. And I want us to talk about the song. But tell us about that journey leading up to that recording and the work that came behind it, because I know you also write.
It's one of those gifts of grace because I've had such a love-hate relationship with
writing.
Not writing, okay. But I think like music, there are people who take music so seriously that they'll sit, Luko, with a keyboard, with a pen and paper.
Yeah.
They're like, I have to have a song by today. I am kind of like the opposite. I run away from and God just gives, like
literally
he gives them to me. And I know somebody like, a person was like mocking musicians and things, saying, it's guys, it's 2 a.m. for everybody. Because everyone like, at 2 a.m., I'm like, listen, it is what it is. So, Yebonguye, I'm actually feeling quite stressed at work. I work from home, so COVID didn't fully do, you know, bad things. So, at least that part of it, God worked it out for good. But I'm like, I'm quite stressed, you know, meeting after meeting, I'm feeling quite frustrated. I'm like, let me take 10 minutes away from my laptop. And as I do that...
This is in the AMs.
No, it's during the day.
Good.
No, it's during the day. As I step away, then I hear, you know, I start to hum this melody. Da 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 da. And then God literally downloads the lyrics to me. And as I sing it, and then by the time I get to Sibulela Leyonaba, and I start crying. Only a few weeks later, when all the songs had been written, and God is like, there's a common thread across all the songs in this album. Have you noticed what that is? And I'm like, I wonder. And I started looking. I'm like, hey, scripture here, scripture there, scripture.
Oh.
When I went to this, because I'd known the scripture, I'd always known Matthew 27.
Okay.
But as the song was being written, I didn't necessarily link it to that. Only for me to go there and find it's actually verse for verse for verse, the narration. So, because sometimes, you know, when you recount the crucifixion of Christ, you'll find that Matthew wrote about it.
Okay.
Somebody else wrote, Mark wrote about it.
Yeah.
It's all over the place, right? But for me to find literally the entire lyrics of the entire song in that one scripture, I was like, oh, wow. Okay. So, literally, so when I say it's grace works, it's God giving it to me. So I take no credit for it. Zero.
That's how it comes. You know, by the way, guys, I have to drop this one to you. I got you.
Yes.
In the sense that, okay, I come from a Ducha, which is like 2 hours away.
Right.
But I grew up in East London.
Right.
And she's from Mdansi.
And I come from the Boxers.
Come on, the famous guys. And the reason I'm mentioning this also is because I also learned, and I didn't know this, because I think also he's one of the people that pushed me into the music space, though I'm no longer there. Pastor Kuku.
Pastor G. Okay, sorry for another day.
Pastor G, I understand also, Kutsi. I think I saw something recently, like he's one of the people that really believed in your
From the jump. Because my sister, right, who got me, Sis Kangi, so got me into singing, and So she'd be like, ah, ugugu, you understand that, yeah? Ilo mkulo, wedi no gugu. So every time it's like, so on Sunday I had an interview with him, and he's like, oh, siswako. Even now it's like, oh, ndiye kono ngabakaz, and ingeni. So yes, he's that brother. He's that.
Yeah.
He's that. You know, he's just such a blessing in the kingdom. And it happens that he wrote one of the songs.
That's where I wanted to go. So he wrote one of the songs for you.
He wrote one of the songs for. And this is the thing, right, about God curating parts. And I want people to, like, don't deprive yourself of giving God the opportunity of curating your steps. Mm. Because Pastor G then sends me a screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure that I was ever going to record again. I think I'd said that everywhere in every interview that I thought this is a one and done. Okay. But then when God started giving me songs, then I was like, okay, I get the message. Pastor G sends me a screenshot on the week of the recording after he had given me the song. And the screenshot is him voice recording the song in February 2024.
Oh, wow.
Before I even knew that I would record. And guess what he titled it? It is Ncebakazi's song.
Whoa.
I hadn't said I'm recording again. I hadn't asked him for a song as yet. But in February 2024, which was 11 months before God dropped it in me that I must record, and then I announced in February 2025.
Whoa.
He'd already given him a song, and he'd never released it to me until the time then I announced.
Sure.
And literally it was labeled Ncebakazi's. So I was like, oh, wow.
This
and that
you,
song,
Lord.
It so happened that God had given me a song about the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like the intermarrying or the integration of two twins. Or twins.
Hey, I'm a twin.
Hey,
so I'm like,
it's been a long day. Of twins. Oh, yeah.
I'm a twin and a mom of twins.
Okay. All right. Double portion. Say, yeah. Yeah. So it was the most beautiful thing ever.
Yeah. Mm. But tell me now, now you're on this journey. You've just released two songs and an album is coming up. Where to from here? I think that's an important question. What should we expect from you?
Yeah, so at this point in time, we are focused on rolling out, you know, the music. And I'll never stop emphasizing this, that there is a mandate that is bigger than building up brands and names.
Yeah.
For me, that thing is just so fickle. You know, whoever was famous 10 years ago is no longer famous or relevant today.
True.
If we stop being relevant, nobody dies.
Yeah.
Right? But if we place Christ at the crux of all relevance at all
Come
times
on.
So that the gospel can live on, even past, you know, I left Joyous, like you said, a while back, but Wakhlithi Gazi is ministering to people. And some people don't even know that it's my song.
Exactly.
And I am happy as long as they get the message
Come
of what
on.
The cross is all about, so that Christ may be relevant at all times. He doesn't need us to make him relevant, by the way.
Say that again.
It's a privilege, however, when we utilize our spaces, our names, and the giftings he's given us to make sure that his name shines bright into the lives of people, because he wants all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth, that there's one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
Sure, absolutely powerful. Remind us now again, because unfortunately I'm going to have to say goodbye real soon.
Sure.
When are you dropping the full album? How do we get our hands on it?
29th is a big day. 29th October, the album is dropping. We dropped the 34th Psalm on the 29th of October 2021, so please just notice that pattern there, you're right.
Okay.
So on Friday, this Friday, the 17th, on Apple and iTunes, you'll be able to pre-order the album. You can pre-save it as well on Spotify, YouTube Music.
Yeah.
Enjoy the feast that God has prepared for you.
Absolutely love it. Can we follow you on any socials and support you? Because I think that's an important part of it, to support you in the work, really.
Yeah. Ncebakazi Msomi on Instagram. Ncebakazi Msomi on the 2K platform, which
TikTok.
Is TikTok. Ncebakazi Msomi on Facebook. I'm not on the other one.
The Instagram or the X.
The ex, I'm not there. The spiritual fruit. You need spiritual fruit proper.
I was about to say that platform is vile.
No.
Okay, let's talk about this particular song.
Yes.
Just before, and this is a song.
Balekela Kuye.
Balekela Kuye. Why Balekela Kuye? Guys, if you don't know what that means, it means run to him.
Right.
Isn't that just beautiful to know? You can actually run to your daddy. What is it all about?
Right. So Balekela Kuye, again, another song. Which is really about taking rest in the Lord. Because oftentimes people run away from God.
Yep.
But scripture basically says, you know, all you who are heavily laden, burdened, who are weary and tired, come to me and I shall give you rest.
Yeah.
So yes, again, there is an invitation by God himself, through Christ Jesus, for people to come and find and cast their burdens unto him and see him work things out for them. Because oftentimes we try to solve our own issues and we sink deeper, and the solution is there. Just run to Jesus.
Oh, man. I'm going to tell you this now before I'm not forecasting anything. Uh-huh. But the Lord is really going to grow you from strength to strength.
Amen.
For one thing, I always say, when you understand what the mandate is about, it was never about us. Mm. And the fact that you're still holding on to that to say, look, yes, I'll record. Yes, I'll continue pushing the music and whatnot. But I understand that the mandate is greater than me.
Yeah.
It's got to be God and Him alone.
Yes.
You know, and I really love that. So thank you so much for driving all the way here in the midst of your busy day.
Thank you,
and I'm really, really praying for it to really, really go big. This album is going to go big.
Amen.
We'll be waiting.
Amen.
And we'll be waiting for you to come back as well.
I'll do so and testify.
Any last words?
Thank you. You know, keep your eyes fixed on Jesus. He's for you.
Yeah.
Oftentimes people don't believe that God is for them.
Yeah.
They think God is for Nebakaz, is for Luko, is for them. Like God can do it there. But no.
Yeah.
God is for you. Like literally He knows the number of the hairs on your head. He's for you.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. A companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012 334 1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.